Now for the sermonette, Mr. Ian Munro.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hearth, and good afternoon to you all. Before I start, I would like to thank the ladies and all those who made the meals recently such a wonderful thing to partake. Last night we had a wonderful meal here, and also that was repeated again this lunchtime, and it really is a tremendous blessing to enjoy food like this. I'd also like to compliment the song leaders for their efforts today without music. I remember the last time I song led without music, I called the brethren to a particular hymn. I started us all off singing the right hymn to the wrong music. We got through it, but it was still the wrong music. Many of you will know that my wife Joan and I live in the North Pembrokeshire village of Kilgerran. It's not very far from here as the crow flies, about 30 miles further to the west, 35 miles further to the west and you're in the Irish Sea, you know, so you can't go too much further west than here to get to us. And Kilgerran is famed for its castle, which dates back from the 12th century, and it's quite a castle. Just outside the gates to that castle, my wife and I actually have our home, and from there we run a small gift shop. Now, from this gift shop we actually administer the castle. My wife is officially the castle custodian. So it's, yes ma'am. And it is really, yes, I mean, you know, it's in her name, the agreement. And we administer the castle on behalf of the Welsh Heritage Organisation called CADW. Now, on our own behalf, we sell a number of items of castle souvenir type gift and a multitude of other lines as well. Now, each year, our trading year comes to a close. Incidentally, it's about this time of year. The 27th of March is the, well, the 26th of March is the actual closing of our year. The 27th of March is the beginning of the next year. And as a result, we have to take stock. Now, the whole reason why you take stock is so that you can work out what your profit is. You're trading to make a profit, and you need to know what you've got stuck on the shelves that you have bought during the year with that profit that you have made. Because a friend of mine, he once told me that he sold a model railway shop, and he was told by his accountant he had made thousands and thousands of pounds each year profit. And he said it wasn't until he actually came to sell the shop that he realized where the profit was. It's all on the shelf, which is perhaps not the best place to have it. It should be in your pocket. But anyway, the reason why I've chosen this particular subject at this time of year, it's because at this time of year we also have to take stock of our lives as individual Christians, and we have to examine what we have left with our lives and what the basis is to go forward for the coming year. Now, the method of stock taking that my wife and I employ is based upon two or three different formula. Each particular item has a cost price to us, and obviously we can go back to each individual invoice and work out what every item has cost us that is on the shelf. That would make stock taking inordinately long and time consuming, and we just don't do that. It has to be something relatively quick so that you can come to a figure and say, right, this is our starting base for the coming year. In the same way that a Christian has to look at his life and say, right, this is where I'm starting from for this year. Now, the way we do it is actually we have some items where we know what the price is, because these particular items come in year after year at the same given price. And so what we do is we have a number of items left on the shelf. We multiply those number of items by the actual price which we paid. Other items, because we don't have what is called electronic point of sale technology, technology hasn't got down to Kilgerran yet, what we do is we work out the sale price that we would get if we sold absolutely everything in the shop, and then we take off the markup. So that brings us back to a purchase price. It may not be exactly accurate, but it brings us back to a purchase price. From there, we then take out the VAT, the value added tax. Because whilst we do not mind giving to Caesar that which is Caesar's, we're not going to pay tax on the extra tax that he's already had. So, you know, we strip out the VAT very much in the way that a Christian tries to strip out the sin from his life. You know, you don't want to keep on repeating the same sins over and over again, so you strip it out as best you can. Now, there was another thing which we do. It may not sound quite right, but we actually have to massage the figures still a little bit further. And I'm not saying massage the figures with a view to defraud or to deliberately understate the value of our stock. But we have some things in our shop which, you know, we think, great, this is going to be a good line for sale. And what happens? It sits on the shelf year after year after year. It passes its sell-by date. Very much as some people say, I've passed my sell-by date. Other things are just going to deteriorate. And you know, some things are just going to sit there and you say to yourself, well, we're never ever going to sell these. And you've got to make some sort of adjustment for those in order to get back to your base figure for the coming year's trading. Now, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, we will turn there if you wouldn't mind. The Apostle Paul gives us some excellent advice, which, you know, it does sort of bear out this method of stock taking to some way. In Hebrews 12, verse 1, we read, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is before us. So we've got back to a base position. We've stripped out the VAT, we've stripped out the markup price, we've stripped out everything, and we've got our base position from which we are going to move on. We are in a trading situation. And life is really a trading situation. You have to build on what you've already got. We've worked out what we have. We've set the base position for the coming year. We know our foundation. We, quote, massage the figures. We've done everything that we should do to know where we are to set a really firm foundation for the coming year's trading. And I'd like you to turn with me now to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll read verses 12 and 13. We really need to make sure that what we're doing is based on a foundation which is not going to let us down. Because, you know, if you stock take and your foundation for your stock take is not right, you're going to find that perhaps this year you're making a profit which is way over what you're capable of paying for in tax. And it may also work out that by paying, or say you made so much profit this year, next year you're not going to, or the coming year, you're not going to make the same profit because you're overstated. And so at the end of the coming year, you're not going to have nearly enough there to give yourself a profit at the end of the coming year. So you've got to make sure that what you're starting with is a really genuine figure. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, we read the following. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. In the coming year, Joan and I are going to be tried by the trading situation that will be relevant to our little shop. If that trading situation is the figures are down, then the coming year we're not going to make nearly so much profit. If in our Christian lives we overstate where we are, how we've done, if we have too much overconfidence in ourselves, the coming year is not going to be profitable for us. So we have to work out the position as best we possibly can. Now, by following these simple points, we'll have brought ourselves to a position of a basic value from which we can build for the coming year. We've got the things which we can overcome. We've got the confidence, not in ourselves, but in confidence in God, who will give us the Spirit to take us through and over the things which we just cannot do ourselves. And there is another trading example, and this time it is in Matthew chapter 25. I'd like you all to turn there, please. And here we find the parable of the talents. Now I'd like us all to turn there, and we'll begin in verse 14. Now I say, this is a trading situation. Each servant is expected to do something, to expend time and effort, try to be profitable, and to do something which is actually going to work and make ourselves a better Christian at the end of the time. Now in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now, to recap, we've taken stock of what we have. It's an examination process, and by careful analysis, we have established the benchmark for the coming year. We can now move ahead for the coming year, trading with our talents as best we possibly can, until we come to a situation which is given in verses 20 and 21, or 22 and 23, but we will take the first pair of verses, verses 20 and 21, where we read the following. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. This is why we stocktake each year. We stocktake of ourselves. We see whereabouts we are. We see what we have to do. We see where we have to go. And we all dream of that accolade at the end, when our Lord will say unto us, Well done, you good and faithful servant.